Hello, this is Mark with beyondvibration.org. I'm the webmaster. I'm with Diana Ross here. The subject of this interview is changing one's vibration and ascending to the new earth. Diana?
Thank you, Mark. I want to go over some things that's involved in these two aspects of vibration and ascension. In order to be able to ascend to the new earth that's already beyond vibration, you have to change your own vibration to the point that you can pass the veil of vibration into the place that is beyond vibration. And when you reach this place, you will cease to vibrate at all and join earth in her ascension beyond vibration. Now, it's critically important that you understand that each human must understand the concept of exiting the boxes they're in and being able to stand alone with regard to their own soul. Among the most difficult aspects of achieving this are letting go of your mind ego, having total lack of fear, letting go of the need for proof or validation, not caring what others think of you or your method of achieving this, and having total trust in your own unique soul to lead you beyond vibration. Attaining this state is not for those who do not want to do the work that is necessary to achieve this. It is not easy. It requires courage and a lot of patience. If you're having difficulty with this step we're talking about now, it will help you to work on each of the previous steps in the previous interviews until you've mastered them. It may only take a short period of time, or it may take a long time to complete a particular step. And some of you listening to this will have already achieved all of these steps and will be right understand what I'm talking about right now. While the process one uses to complete each step is unique to each individual soul, it is not the process that is important, but the end product. The end product is ascension. The end product occurs when you enter the place beyond vibration, and you will know when this occurs. Once you've moved beyond vibration, you know your soul has ascended. You have left your physical body behind and are now a complete soul with the ability to know everything. I talked a bit about boxes in a previous interview, and now I want to talk a bit about some of the most common boxes that you may find yourself trapped in. Probably the most common one is that humans need to raise their vibration as a collective in order to raise the vibration of the earth and, in a sense, force her ascension. The earth is a sentient being and has already ascended beyond vibration. I've made many trips to this earth, and I choose to come back and try and help others understand what they have to do to join her. There are already many, many plants and species that have ascended. This earth beyond vibration is lush and teeming with life. However, there are very few humans there yet. It appears that humans are having the hardest time achieving ascension. Humans with their mind/egos controlling their thoughts and controlling the spiritual growth of their souls are finding that they can go to a certain level and then they're stopped. They can't go any higher. They're confused and non-centered because of this. They're asking themselves, what do I need? What am I doing wrong? What do I need to do? And they hunger to be able to ascend, but just can't get there. This is due to the boxes they place themselves in. Once one is in a box, they can only go as far as the inside of the box, the wall of the box, and then they have to stop. one can find themselves with in boxes within boxes, boxes of various degrees, so that once they're able to escape one box, they've merely freed themselves from one box to immediately find they're in another box. And there can be many boxes within boxes. That is why it is so important to unlearn what is found in each of these boxes. Once you unlearn something that has you trapped in a box, it frees you from the box. And this needs to be done until all of the boxes have fallen away, and then your soul is truly free. Once this is accomplished, then and only then can each soul work on their individual vibration. This is never done as a group through generic teachings taught in workshops or groups. It has to be done by each soul when it's alone. Humans seem to fear working on spiritual growth on their own. They're afraid they'll make a mistake. They won't. If you listen to your soul and honor its great knowledge, it will not make a mistake, because your soul already knows. There's another misconception that is commonly taught to humans. This is that one must increase their vibration, driving it higher and higher and higher until ascension occurs. This is not true. Ascension can occur by changing one's vibration either upward or downward. For some reason, it's commonly thought that the lower vibrations symbolize lower soul attainment. This is wrong. A lower vibration does not equate with a lower soul level or awareness at all. Some of the most advanced species in the universe vibrate at a very low vibration. We humans have to learn to not equate high or low vibration with soul awareness. This is probably going to be the greatest obstacle for you to overcome. The idea that the soul's vibration does not have anything to do with soul knowledge or awareness. It has nothing to do with light and shadow, or the upper world / devil, or the underworld / devil, or the upper world / heaven. I came into my current life path with an understanding that humans normally vibrate at about 3 o'clock position on a timepiece. Beyond vibration occurs at approximately 6 or 7 o'clock. This vibration pattern is circular. So it's faster to get beyond vibration by lowering your vibration than raising it. The distance is shorter. This more than likely is why the oldest species vibrate at a lower vibration level than at a higher one. They have the wisdom to realize that it is shorter to lower your vibration than to raise it. This concept is not the concept usually taught by others. They insist that we raise our vibration levels and keep raising them up and up and up. And unless you're quite aware of entering dimensional levels with increasing speed, continuing to raise your vibration without passing into these levels creates a massive amount of static as you hit the upper level of each dimension and are not aware that you need to go to the next stage. And it involves transition that, if one is not ready for, will either confuse or frighten the person that's attaining it. Now we get to the important part that you probably never thought I was going to get to: how to do this. Basically, we're going to walk up those stairs to compromise the first set of interviews. And remember, I told you that while I presented in those interviews ways to do it, there's no right or wrong way. You let go of fear, center yourself, enter an altered state of consciousness, form the intent to either raise or lower your vibration slightly, and open the portal. step through it and allow yourself to be tugged towards vibration you have formed the intent to do. It is very important that you begin with baby steps when attempting this, or you will find that you will lose the ability to maintain the vibration change once you return to your physical body. If you make the changes small enough, then you will find it is more easily integrated into your physical and soul parts of what compromises your state here on Earth. You repeat these steps over and over, edging your way, moving toward vibration. After you have changed your vibration a certain amount, you're going to either see or feel like you stepped through a veil. When this happens, you just walked into the next dimension. Be sure and give yourself some significant time to adjust to this new phase, because all of your senses are going to be affected. It may not be apparent at first, but it will become apparent rather quickly. You may begin to see spirits easily. You may understand telepathy and how to speak using it. You may see colors you never knew existed. You may be able to put yourself inside a crop circle and look at it from the inside. And this is a sight you will never forget, because this is how they're meant to be viewed. You may begin to travel to other worlds and communicate with species other than the ones that live on Earth. Once you have acclimated to the new dimension, continue your vibration work, whether it is up or down. Dimension growth has nothing to do with whether you're moving up or down the vibration scale. They're two different things. You can enter the 10th dimension when you're lowering your vibration just as easily as you can when you're raising it. This is an important concept to understand, because you will more than likely be told you're doing it wrong. Trust your own path and your instincts. Don't be afraid to do it differently than those with other motives, such as selling books, leading worlds, workshops, or other such worldly things. Remember that you're doing pure soul work, and you must learn to detach your soul from your physical body in order to do this. All of you can do this. All of you will do it slightly differently, which is why you need to be free of all the boxes. All of you will go to beyond vibration. How fast you do it depends on your ability to move up the steps outlined in the interview, however you choose to move up those steps. Remember, don't walk up the next step until you've mastered the step you're on. Be patient, thorough, and trust your instincts, not your mind ego. If you let this move through your mind ego, it will get changed and it will not work. I'm going to answer your questions in the forum. You will find that in addition to my own folder, there's a folder for each interview. And I encourage you to keep your post in the folder for that particular interview that you're posting about, because it'll make it easier for you to go back and find what question you asked and what the answer was, and keep track of what questions other people are asking about. And that's pretty much all I have to say regarding this, other than see you on the website and in the forum.
Fantastic, Diana. That's terrific. And so in listening to this, know that we are going to be doing regular interviews as, how would you say, Diana, it's like a forum intertwined with your typing and also interviews, answering questions in interview format, so that you can hear the subtleties of what Diana's message is. And it's my belief that we'll have a lot of extra benefit from having conversations and interviews. So that's the angle we're taking in the forums. If you have questions, sometimes Diana will address them in writing, and sometimes they'll come up in future interviews.
Yes.
Thank you, Diana.
It's going to be a very interactive forum and website. I hope to have a lot of interaction to where you, the people coming to the site will have the ability to have interactions with each other and with me. So that's one of the main reasons we're setting up a forum, interviews, and then posting. Oh, that's all I've got to say, Mark. Thank you.
Fantastic, Diana. What is the plan for preparing for Beyond Vibration as the next, like, moving into that? Is that something you want to save for a little while? We'll start working in the forums now. Do you want to say anything as a teaser?
I would like to go ahead and start working in the forums, because once we get all the way up to Beyond Vibration, they're going to automatically move into it. But I do want to talk about what it's like, because it's so very different than what they're used to, what anybody's used to that hasn't been there.
It's great. And that's what I would like to have as a subject for perhaps our next interview. We'll work on that. Thank you, Diana.
Okay, Mark. Thank you.
My pleasure.